couple weeks ago, everyone was going, oh, Kobe's hurt. But since then, he's averaging 31, 32 points a game in his last 6 to 8 games.
Right. Well, he's a guy mentally extremely tough, extremely strong. He's got a tremendous will. He's a huge competitor. And you know, he's, you know, he wants to be the best every single game. And, you know, and that thing, that's that desire really carries him. And obviously with the set of skill that he's got and everything, the whole package just makes him, you know, probably the best player out there.
Is he still hurting a lot, or has he just gotten healthier?
He's gotten healthier. You know, he's taking care of himself. He's taking care of his body, you know, throughout the playoffs. And obviously has made a difference.
You mentioned having more concern when you play the Suns about protecting the paint versus their shooters.
Right.
Their system that they run, why do you feel that's the thing that to concentrate on or the thing to worry about in terms of what gives you the most trouble to defend?
Well, I just think, you know, even though they're a great three-point shooting team, you always have to make sure you don't give away easy points. In that regard, you know, layups, dunks, free throws, transition points. If you cut those down, second chance points again, which we're doing so pretty well so far. But if you cut those down, then you limit them to 3-point shots. And as good as they can be, you know, those are long shots, and then you're not allowing Amari to get going. You're not allowing Lopez to get going and have huge games like they did last night. And I think that would be a big plus for us.
If their system is so feared, and if the players who have played in it like it so much, why do you think so few teams use it? I mean, the Suns do it, the Knicks do it, because they have D'Antoni running there, but really nobody else does it quite like them. What do you think?
Obviously, it's a matter of personnel too. You know, no, there's some guys that can play in this system, I think having the right point guard also helps a lot. So you know, if you have a point guard like Steve that runs the show as he does and finds players, obviously it's, you know, very unselfish. I'm sure it's a lot of fun. You know, you got to have the right personnel to be able to play this system and be successful at it.
What are you guys going to work on today?
I have no idea. You know, I mean, I'm sure a little bit of zone, a little bit of what do we need to do offensively. I'm sure, you know, also defensively, make some adjustments. You know, probably watch video and not a whole lot.
With their defense?
Yeah, I mean, they just played over 30 minutes of zone. You know, that was the surprising part, but they were effective. So
you're doing a very nice job of being bland.
But
11 of 14, why shouldn't you be crying for the ball more?
Because that's not what I do. That's not what I like to do.
What, crying or the getting
crying,
the ball more?
Crying.
But you know that. I mean, let's face it. That's an advantage you have.
I've been shooting at a very high percentage throughout the whole playoffs, and not just layups. So I want to continue to be effective.
Right.
But again, I think the zone took us away.
But you need to have moved outside and taken more shots to get your shots.
Well, in the zone, if I'm in a center position and Andrew's not playing that much, then it puts me in the paint the whole time. And you know, they really do a good job of clogging the lane and really not allowing the ball to get in easily. So, you know, you gotta move.
By being frustrated by not.
You try not to be frustrated. You gotta work for the ball also, and try to get your looks in other ways. But we, you know, it's just a matter of I understand how the game is played and what works and what doesn't. And you know, I played against zone a lot in my career, and I know what can be really successful against it. So I think putting the ball inside and moving it inside out, it makes a big difference.
And I've watched even before the zone. You've moved out a little bit to get your shots.
Yeah, I did.
You're just not seeing the ball as much as effective as you've been.
Right. I would take 14 shots any night.
You would?
Yeah.
That's all right?
Probably. Yeah. 14 shots, I think.
And make it 11.
Oh, well, obviously, that would be great.
Yeah, right.
That would be great.
Right.
But I think it's a good number of shots. I think if I don't know what's my average during the playoffs and during the season. But I would say it's not more than 14 shots.
No, but when you get advantages in certain opponents.
Right, correct.
Maybe it should be more than 14.
Correct.
Okay. Did you guys figure
we're on the same wavelength.
I think so.
Okay.
Was there a point where you guys figured the zone out?
It seemed like there was a real struggle.
Yeah, there was a point. There was a point. I think that we did better. I don't know how well we shot the ball from outside. What was our percentage? But I think it wasn't good. What was the percentage from 3-point?
Well, it was 32 threes, and they made what?
9 out of 32.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. the zone forced you to take jumpers, we weren't moving the ball good enough. I think last night to make ourselves have better looks, and I think we can do that better. Working the ball, understanding where the weak areas of the zone, and attacking it.
Can you still run the triangle against
it?
Yeah,
you can. There's certain plays that you can run against it and be effective.
So it's not like you have to tear everything up and start
No. It's not like we do anything that different. It's just the defense is positioned in a different way, and you have to, like I said, be aware of what are the clear spots and the weaker spots of the zone, and how you can attack it.
I assume it's easier said than done keeping Amari from scoring in the paint.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you have to do?
Well, it takes a collective effort. It takes an understanding of that he's a driver, preferably right, and he's an explosive player. And it'd probably take more than one player to be able to take him away from his comfort zones and things like that. Especially because they run so much pick and roll that you're always keeping your body off of him. You know, you're always trying to be aggressive with Nash, which is an important part of your success. But then, the whole defense got to react to that.
Yeah.
And last night we were a little slow reacting to the penetration and to pick and rolls.
Is there more of a concern that yesterday sort of got him going in the series now?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I think we can do a lot better. I think it's pretty hard that he can play at a higher level than he did last night. We got to do individually and collectively a better work on him, be a little more aggressive, and keep him off the lane.
Because he gets hit in those jumpers, too, going to the basket.
Yeah, he shot the ball well last night, also from, 18,
right,
15
right.
feet. So that gives him an edge, then being able to penetrate and use pump fakes and things like that. But again, if we want to put more pressure on that shot, then the defense got to be aware of the penetration and be alert on the dribble.
Is that a newer wrinkle for him, sort of, that mid-range jumper?
He's used it, I think, pretty often, especially, with Steve always trying to set him up.
Yeah.
Penetrations, pick and rolls, I mean, you name it. So he's had the opportunity to work on that jumper quite a bit.
It seemed like you kept Steve out of the lane in the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
Game three, it seemed he found the seams and he found the creases. What was different?
I think what was different is at some point we were hesitant as a team as far as, if we commit on stopping Nash from getting to the lane, we have to be aware that the whole weak side defense got to be active and take those roles from Stoudemire and those pops from Fryo, which hasn't been effective so far, but especially those roles. And if we are then active enough and quick enough, then it doesn't really, as a defender, it makes you also hesitant. Let's say, well, if Amari's getting all those rolls, you might want to just stay back a little more and allow Steve to get a little deeper, so Amari doesn't get those easy looks. So it makes you hesitant as a team, as an individual also, to not know exactly, well, do I want to be aggressive with Steve and then allow that quick sleep of Amari down the lane, or you got to rely. That's why I say we were a step slow last night on getting to the lane from the weak side.
How concerned are you that you're not going to get what you need out of Andrew Bynum in this series, and where you guys want to go in the next one?
Try not to be too concerned about what I can't control. Can't really control Andrew's knees and Andrew's health. I want him to be at 100%. I want him to be healthy. I want him to be able to help us as much as possible, because he's been a great force for us all year long until this injury. But again, I can't be concerned about something that I can't really have. I can't do anything about it.
Did they play a lot better? Or
I think they played better.
Let down a little bit?
Yeah, I think we stepped down a notch as far as the defense. We didn't keep the intensity and the aggressiveness up for 48 minutes, and that because we had the game under control for a while, and we couldn't keep it under control. Because I think our level of intensity defensively went down. And then they allowed him to get open shots in transition. Richardson got, like, I think, three, four threes, easy, no uncontested. You know, one over there, or one or two over there, too, in the first half. Just, you know, things like that, that it just shows you that we're step behind, step slow than we usually are. And, you know, then you pay the price and you lose a game, and hopefully you'll do better next game.
You got knees last night, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're a warrior.
Not a big deal. I've been hit before a couple times. Yeah, so.
I was looking to see if you were going to be looking around.
No.
Okay.
That's the playoffs.
Okay.
I've been to Phoenix before.
Wow.
I know. Tell me about it, huh?